All right, 7.2. Al, they had some big party here last night
for
that whole crew, the whole new WIP lineup.
Nice.
Were you invited?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
It was in your Odyssey email.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you were invited.
You had a name tag, Al.
I was not invited.
Yeah, it was probably in your Odyssey email.
No, I believe they've already turned the page on me.
Yep.
I'm over. I'm yesterday's news.
Oh, stop.
You got another week.
Well, are you making your prediction on Saturday night's game right
now? No, I think they'll win that game.
You do?
Yeah.
Then I got two more weeks.
I'm torn, but.
All right, you got two more weeks out. Aren't you planning out your schedule?
I have a game tonight. I have a game Saturday night, too, against the Red Wings.
You're going to see Al here and there.
You are going to be distracted watching the Eagles game.
That is an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
Because
how are you doing that?
Well, because we're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaws and.
You're right with all the football analysts.
It is amazing.
Is it 1 p.m. now? Did they change
the
game time?
No, they're playing at 7.
It's head-to-head.
7.
7 and 8:15.
Yeah.
It'll be the second period of the Flyers
when the
Eagles are playing across the street.
And last week, Ashlyn has just come from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And so she's obviously involved.
Yeah.
And we were killing her over. They were getting trashed. Like, you're going to take that quarterback in and shave his head at halftime. He's so bad.
But then on the air, Al, serious hockey analysis.
Oh, absolutely. Me and Jonesy. By the way, Jonesy should be your winner of the week.
Winner of the week. What did he do?
So the last time they played the Ducks, the Flyers, I predicted that, you know, Farabee was going to score a goal, and he did. Nobody ever does this. I mean, I didn't know you're not supposed to do this, and it happened.
Right. Okay.
So now they play the Ducks again, and before the game, we challenged Jonesy. Yeah, go ahead, go out on a limb. And he names Kevin Hayes, who got a hat trick.
Wow.
No! Jonesy, that's the blind squirrel finding an acorn.
And then Jonesy was really modest about it.
Modest.
Oh, I'll bet he was modest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
JJ says the first time he ever rooted against the Flyers.
All right, back to football. Ava, you stay right there. I got a doctor
yes.
out. I don't keep doctors
waiting. No, they're busy.
Because the NovaCare doctors don't keep us waiting.
No.
Rhea, get on this fine physician.
Dr. Adam Lyon, sports and orthopedic medicine specialist with Stoll Medical Group in Philadelphia, does knees, shoulders, elbow, ankle, concussion,
perfect.
Stem cell therapy. Massive Eagles fan. He's actually been a team doctor for the Eagles and Flyers. For more info about Dr. Lyons, go to AdvocareStollMedicalGroup.com.
Dr. Lyons, welcome to our show. How are you today?
Doing well. Excited for the weekend.
All right. Let's analyze two injured Eagles that we need at 100% for Saturday night. Jalen Hurts, shoulder strain 5 weeks ago, missed two games, did play the Giants game. Now in practice, it does appear he's still favoring the arm somewhat when he lands on the ground. Doc, analyze what you're seeing right now from Jalen Hurts.
So Jalen has a shoulder separation, or basically a shoulder, an AC joint strain. Comes in one of six flavors. Six is the worst. One's the least bad. He's got a between a 1 and a 2. So structurally, things look good. The only unfortunate part of this is it tends to be a nagging injury.
Mm.
So for the average person, 6 to 12 weeks till they're back to full recovery. Now, the truth is, you know, this is just more of a pain tolerance type thing. There's nothing that should limit his ability to throw or play. The mechanism for this injury is falling directly on the shoulder. So you'll see him at practice sort of avoiding that direct fall on the shoulder because there's no reason to, you know, put undue trauma on the shoulder if you don't need to. But when the whistle blows and the game starts, I expect him to be playing at 100% and hopefully leads us to a W.
All right. The other one we're concerned about is Lane Johnson. Now, there's video of him. We know he has an abdominal injury. We know that. We don't know. Sounds kind of like a sports hernia. And we do have video now of him, Doc, lifting off the ground Josh Sills yesterday at practice. He's 325 pounds. Does that indicate to you he's feeling no pain, Lane? Is Lane okay now?
No. So this is one we actually have to take pretty seriously and watch. So what you're saying is all correct. So sports hernia, adductor strain, core muscle injury, they're all the same diagnosis said differently. So what happens is with certain movements, not common movements, especially for linemen, but certain movements, you can get pretty bad pain there.
Mm.
So pushing, pulling, some lateral movements, he'll be fine. And again, lifting a 300-pound guy doesn't hurt him, and that's not going to hurt him.
Oh.
But there's particular movements of the hip and the sort of the core region that can really cause pain. the nice thing is that, you know, the world's foremost expert on sports hernia and adductor injuries is Dr. Meyer over at Francera, and he, you know, I think it's public knowledge that Lane had his appointment with him. So the deal with these is 50% of the time, give or take, they get better in 4 to 6 weeks with a high rate of reoccurrence. And after surgery, it's about 90%+ that the player comes back to their pre-injury level. So long term, I'm not worried about Lane. He's gonna be fine. He's gonna be his great all pro level. In the short term, he should be fine. But this is something that can nag. This is something that the wrong movement, the wrong tackle, the wrong time getting hit can really cause some injury. And it won't cause structural damage because in the surgery, you actually cut the muscle anyway. But from a short term perspective, if he gets hit the wrong way, you know, it's something that does need to be watched and can cause some missed time. So I'm optimistic. I love what I'm seeing from him. But at the same time, it is something I watch cautiously.
Doc, good luck. Your prognosis for Sunday, Saturday night, are the Eagles going to win, Dr. Lyons?
They're going to win and embarrass the Cowboys. That's
all right. And will you be in the NovaCare suite watching it?
I'll be there watching.
Perfect. Okay,
nice.
Good. Doctor, thank you very much. Somebody's going to be with Dr. Lyons. We're still looking for the best contributors to our show.